This is Daylight Magazine, coming to you from Adventist World Radio Ghana, the voice of hope.
AWR Ghana, voice of hope.
Today's Daylight Magazine has segments designed with you in mind. Stay tuned and be blessed.
John chapter 15 verse 16 says, "You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that would last. Then the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name." If you ever wonder how God can use you to make a difference in your world, just look at those he has already used and take heart. Look at the forgiveness found in his open arms and take courage. And by the way, never were those arms opened so wide as they were on the Roman cross, one arm extending back into history and the other reaching into the future. An embrace of forgiveness offered for anyone who will come. God bless you.
Examine yourself. Examine yourself. Note down this quotation and read afterwards. That is Psalm 139. Read from chapter 1 to the last verse. The verse 1 to 24. Examine yourself. Sometimes our sins can block answers to prayer. Let the prayer of the psalmist be one of yours. Search me, O God, and know my thoughts. See if there be some wicked way in me. Cleanse me from every sin and set me free. Remember, God is all-seeing, all-knowing, all-powerful, and everywhere present. God knows us, God is with us, and His greatest gift is to allow us to know Him. He is ready to search you. Examine yourself. And if you cannot find anything, ask God to search yourself. And then ask Him for forgiveness so that your prayers will be answered. God bless you. I am Belle Dollabille.
Thank you. Dear listener, you are welcome to the program Healthy You. This is the second part of the discussion on the topic Hepatitis B.
Today we are going to talk about Hepatitis B. And as usual, I am your presenter, Belle Dollar Bill. I am going to do this discussion with a beautiful lady by my right-hand side and a handsome gentleman by my left-hand side. The lady is actually a medical officer from Kung Health Center, and she is in the person of Dr. Dorothea Adolfo Kisi, and she is affectionately called by her husband as Dr. Mrs. Autry Kelson. Dr. Mrs. Autry Kelson. And the gentleman here is also the disease control officer at Kung Health Center, and he is also in the person of Bright Osei. Lady and gentleman, you are welcome.
Thank you.
Please, thank you.
We are looking at hepatitis B. Bright, you want to add something?
Let me also state that the mode of transmission of hepatitis B is not different from the mode of transmission for HIV. Okay. So it's more or less through blood. Both are through blood. But the one different thing from hepatitis B and HIV virus is that for HIV virus, when they come out of the blood, mm-hmm. it doesn't stay outside for a very long time mm-hmm. before the virus dies. Mm-hmm. But for hepatitis B virus, can stay outside the blood for 7 days. Mm-hmm. But with HIV, within a few minutes, mm-hmm. the virus will die.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's interesting. So one would say that hepatitis B is maybe a relation of HIV. Okay. So which organ does hepatitis B virus actually affects in the human body? Bright, you want to say something?
It affects the liver.
Okay.
The liver. The liver is one of the vital organs found in the body.
Okay.
Because there it fights infection.
Mm-hmm.
It releases antibodies to fight infection. Hepatitis, the liver also helps in absorption of medicines and anything that we take in, and it's also help in metabolizing the drugs that we take. So okay. The liver is a very key organ in the body,
and that is the target of the hepatitis B virus.
That's it.
Okay.
And we all know the liver is in the right upper quadrant of the abdomen.
Mm-hmm.
Right upper quadrant of the abdomen.
It's
right one big
upper quadrant.
One big organ.
When you divide the top part into four, then the right fourth
we
part.
Usually divide the abdomen into actually nine regions.
Oh, yes. Okay. Thanks. What are some of the signs and symptoms of the disease when someone contracts it?
When one has hepatitis B, one may not show symptoms at all.
Okay.
People who show symptoms may complain about general feeling of unwellness. They may have fever. Sometimes it's low-grade fever. They easily feel tired. And then they may have symptoms of anemia.
Okay.
Easy fatigability. Sometimes apathy. You don't want to talk to anybody. You not withdraw yourself from people, but you feel tired. Yes, you feel really tired. You may have abdominal pain. The abdominal pain may be in the right upper quadrant.
Okay.
Yes. And in the advanced stages, one may develop pedal swelling. And some people may present with hepatitis, even with no discoloration of the eyes. But if you see somebody with yellowing or yellowish discoloration of the sclera,
the white part of the eye.
Yes, please. Mm-hmm. When it becomes yellow, or some people so deep that it's green,
mm-hmm.
you can suspect hepatitis.
Okay.
Yes, and we have different stages, but if it is advanced, really the patient can even be in coma.
Wow.
Yes.
We were talking about the symptoms. Bright, how long does it take for one who has contracted the disease to show symptoms?
The symptoms sometimes doesn't show in most of the people.
Oh.
Some people may have the disease for about 20 years, even more, without showing any signs and symptoms of the disease.
Doc, you want to add something?
Basically, the incubation period is 75 days on the average.
Okay.
And for some people, it can vary between 30 to 180 days. That's actually the period that your body is what mounting an immune system to fight the disease. So it depends on the incubation period for the individual.
Okay.
But some people, even after the incubation period, they will still not show symptoms.
Okay. And is that a good sign? If the individual has the ailment and is not showing anything, does it mean that the person's immunity is so strong? That is why?
Yes. But if it shows early, I think it's better.
Okay. So, enough about the symptoms. When you get it, how do you get it cured, if it is curable?
I must say that hepatitis B is a disease, an infectious disease that is managed. We don't say it is curable, or one cannot undergo full treatment or full recovery, because we target at, if the patient has symptoms that are overwhelming, we will try and support the patient. So we give supportive treatment. But if the patient doesn't have any symptom at all, then in the chronic hepatitis B, we think about what? Reducing the viral load. And we target, now, the person does certain labs, LFT, the liver function test, and other tests that will make us know that this is the viral load. Because by the time you diagnose somebody of hepatitis B, you should have checked the hepatitis B surface antigens already. And you should have checked for the whether there is hepatitis B, the immunoglobulins. Yes. And that one will even help you whether it is acute or chronic. Yes. In acute, you have immunoglobulin or antibodies, M.
Okay.
IgM. In the blood, you will detect it. Yes, and
well, I guess that information is for the lab technician.
Yes. So, we manage hepatitis B, whether acute or chronic, and we aim at clearing or reducing the viral load, and then we try as much as possible to prevent chronic liver failure or acute liver failure or any of diseases like liver cancer. Hepatocellular cancer.
Okay, we'll come to that. I don't know, but I'm wondering, why is it that now it has become popular among would-be spouses to go and test for HIV virus because we are advised to, but you don't add this to it? The way you are talking about hepatitis B, I think it's equally deadly.
Yes.
And if one goes to check for HIV and they are both negative and they marry, and who knows, they may even marry at a time when the one who might be positive for hepatitis B is actually in the chronic stage. And you are saying once the person has it, it can easily be transferred. And then the other person also infects the spouse, and before you realize, the child is born and the child is even infected. So why don't you encourage people to test for it before even marrying?
It is very essential to advise people, couples, or those who are now going to get married, to test for hepatitis B. That is, we check whether we have the Hep B surface antigens. But I don't think it's only sexually transmitted. So, apart from maybe the couples going ahead to do the test, I think even after marriage, if the two people are far apart, and they also have contact with people, not sexual contact, but contact with people. We talked about body fluids.
Yeah.
So we whole focus is on the body fluids and then sexual contact. So it's not only couples who are advised to go and do the test.
Okay.
Yes. We recommend that everybody, everybody
should go and do the test. Okay. Today we have been doing this discussion with a medical officer from Pumu Health Center in the person of Dr. Dorothea Adofu Kisi, or also referred to as Dr. Mrs. Autry Kelson, and the disease control officer at Pumu Health Center in the person of Bright Osei. I have been your host, Belle Dollar Bill.
You have been listening to a discussion on the topic Hepatitis B. A continuation will be brought to you later. For any inquiries or contribution, you can contact us on +233 244 673528 or 0244 235017, or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box AF 595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope. Voice of
Hope. All of you, and less of me, Lord, I pray that they. Like a grain of wheat that falls to the earth and dies to live anew. All my plans and earthly desires, I lay them down to follow you.
Welcome to Moment of Truth. I'm Stephen Alfana. In this special moment, you have a wonderful, wonderful lesson that we are going to learn. I pray that at the end, you'll be blessed. Shall we pray? Father, as we open the word of life, fill us with your word. Fill us with insight and understanding, that we will know the will that you have for us, in Jesus' name. Amen. I caption this lesson, True Friendship. In Proverbs 18, verse 24, a man who has friends must himself be friendly, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. How wonderful is this quotation? How wonderful is it? It says, but wherever there is but, it means that there is a better option or a question mark. But there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. And who is this friend who sticks closer than a brother? This is what we are going to learn. And this is what we are going to find. We are going to find this true friend. And why does the Bible use true friend? The first person who comes, the definition of a true friend, this is how I've defined it. The first person who comes in when the rest of the world has gone out. A friend who, for you, finds time on his calendar. A true friend is a friend when everybody seems to forsake you, when you found no hope in nobody, but that friend is with you when everybody seems to be away. A true friend is a friend who, for you, finds time on his calendar. A true friend is who does not even consult his calendar, but he cherishes you. A true friend is a friend who values. A true friend is a blessing and should be cherished. When we ever find a true friend, it's a blessing to our soul, and we need to cherish it. It's genuine and care and concern. Not fake, not fraudulent, not betrayer. It's maintained in trust. A genuine friendship is not based on one's prosperity. In Psalm 14 verse 20, the poor man is hated even by his own neighbor, but the rich has many friends. This is a psalmist that is addressing our current nature of our society that we live in. The poor seems to have no friends. The poor seems to be rejected. The poor seems not to be valued in society. But the rich has many friends. The rich has many people who sympathize with them. The rich has many friends that they don't even know. And this is a world friendship. And this is a friendship that is never genuine. A false friend is like your shadow. As long as there is sunshine, he sticks close by, but the minute you step into the shade, he disappears. This is the type of the rich who has many friends. He has many friends because he is rich, and all people come close to him because they know they can get something. They came as friends not because in sincerity they like him, but because there is sunshine. Because there is good things from that place. And how do you define your friendship? Wealth makes many friends, but the poor is separated from his friends. Many entreat the favor of the nobility, and every man is a friend to one who gives gifts. All the brothers of the poor hate him. How much more do his friends go far from him? He may pursue them with the words, yet they abandon him. This is from Psalm 19, 4, 6, and 7. False friendship ignores inner characteristics, consumed with external qualities, seeks to befriend wealth, seeks to befriend power, seeks to befriend popularity. When the wealth, power, gift is gone or not useful, the friendship fades away. In Job chapter 19, verse 4 to 20, my relatives have failed and my close friends have forgotten me. Those who dwell in my house and my maidservant count me as a stranger. I am an alien in their sight. I call my servant, but he gives no answer. I beg him with my mouth. My breath is offensive to my wife, and I am repulsive to the children of my own body. Even young children despise me. I arise, and they speak against me. All my close friends abhor me. And those whom I love have turned against me. My bone clings to my skin and to my flesh, and I have escaped by the skin of my teeth. This is a cry of Job. When Job was in time of trials, when Job found himself in a trial moment, his friends forsake him. Job is a worthy man. Job is one of the best examples that we can use in the Bible to determine the nature of our friendship. Job found himself to be forsaken by even the closest, those that he relied as loved ones, those that he shared his intimate love with, his wife, forsake him. This is the cry of Job. There are three C's of true friendship. Few friendship sail on these three. And this will be in our next lesson. There are three C's of true friendship. And what are these three C's of true friendship? We'll get to know the three C's of true friendship. And I urge you to find out, to get to know what true friendship is, so that you'll be able to identify and to live a life that counts, a life of dependence, a life that is characterized by the will of God. May God bless you and may He keep you. May He lead you in your ways. and grant you a friend that will never forsake you. Father, we thank you for your word. Bless us, and as we make another time to listen, we pray that Jesus come and be with us and grant us the understanding that we will understand who really is a true friend. We thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Thank you very much for staying with us. Once again, you can reach us on +233-244-673528 or 0244-235-017 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box AF-595. Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
I believe today's magazine has been a blessing. May the good Lord's hand be in your life. Amen. Remember to tune in same time tomorrow. Bye for now. Thank you.